Welcome to Land Ho with Atheist Podcast. I'm your host, Michael, and Brian is off for the week, so you're stuck with me. We have a really, really cool show, I think. Going to be going over first impressions of the second weekly live event, or bi-weekly as they have been so far, with Gunpowder Skeletons, and then kind of talk about what we're looking for on the 10th, which will be the launch of the next live adventure or live event known as the Buildrout Adventure. We already got hints as to what that's going to be, and the end of July. Right after that, we are expecting our next content update. So I think just first impressions, I think we're going to go more into depth when Brian comes back next week and we've had a little bit more playtime into it. But so if you haven't jumped in yet, this is going to be the second and final week. You have until July 10th to do the Gunpowder Skeletons event. Last week when we talked about it, we didn't really know too much in detail. But now we know it's the Gunpowder Skeletons event. So we're going to see a little bit more. We're seeing more spawns of the Gunpowder Keg Skeletons. So they're holding gunpowder kegs. And they can rush towards you, light their fuse, and blow you up. And basically the challenge is that you're supposed to kill the skeletons in different ways. So it's basically combat challenges, as opposed to, I feel like the last one was kind of more discovery challenges, where this one's a little bit more combat challenge focused. Like, you know, it's like bunching up different skeletons, and then also you're looking for certain skeleton types, and these skeletons are going to be on skull forts and they're going to populate more and more. So that's a little bit easier. So I think it's really cool. I think it's a lot more fun just because, I mean, for me personally, I'm more of a, I really like the skeleton combat. It's just, I don't know, for some reason, it's satisfying to me. So that's something I'm really enjoying, as opposed to the first live event. I think it was a very good first start. I think it was fun, but like, it didn't really pull me in as much as I thought. And that's of course my opinion. Everyone has, you know, different opinions, of course, but I didn't really feel like the event really captured me as much as I think this one will, especially when Brian comes back and we were able to play together. I'm really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be really fun. So this is the second live event. Again, it's going to be every 2 weeks. We're going to get a new one. And just going a little bit more into depth, we're also with this live update, we're going to, or live content, we're going to have also, you're going to be able to light fuses. You're able to light fuses on the gunpowder kegs as well. So you can time it, whether it's like, basically it's like a right trigger or a left click on the mouse, not a big deal. I think that's obvious, like just an obvious thing that they should have added to the game. And I think it's really fun. Another way to blow up your friends without having to just like snipe the gunpowder keg. And so we're going to continue with the Buildrout doubloons. And there's new rewards. And I think the cosmetics actually are really cool. The Bone Crusher Sword, Pistol, Blunderbuss, and Eye of Reach, 15 doubloons each, and they carried over from the first event. So if you have some left, you can buy them this week. I actually really dig the pistol. I think it looks really cool. And what something that Rare was teasing before, which was another sort of purchase you can make with this new currency, is letters of recommendation. And so you can actually spend your doubloons on a whole rep. So whether that's for Order of Souls or Merchant, no matter what level you are, you can buy one level. So I think that's, I think that makes sense. We'll have to see. But again, I think Rare is delivering on their promise, which was finding new ways to progress in the game, and progression meaning reputation. And so I think it's a good way. I think we're just going to have to kind of see how it goes, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's nice that you can spend it on cosmetics or actually the leveling. I kind of am also a little bit indifferent on this, because like these rewards are going to be, the cosmetics are going to be limited time. So if you choose to just use all your doubloons on reputation, you're going to miss out on the cosmetics. So that's kind of my only hesitation with it. But we'll just have to see how the currency works and the replayability and such. We're also going to be getting new pirate titles, for your vanity chest. And there's going to be legendary commendations to earn an additional 50 doubloons. So I think that's going to be nice, where you can buy all the cosmetics and then the rest is gravy to spend on reputation or save it for the next Beldrat adventure. So, and there's a lot of options. Just got to divvy it up how you see, I guess. But it is sort of conflicting where you want to use on the limited time cosmetics. That's kind of what I would do, even though it'd be nice to like have that level. It's just, I'm not sure how the currency works yet. And so what's nice about the legendary commendations is that what they send the patch notes has been added based on player feedback requesting replayability, which is something, you know, Brian and I have talked about. It's what most people in the community talk about, not just us. So I think that's really nice that they were able to do that. And I think that was my biggest request for trying to get different, when you have different crews working together, where we find that towards the end of the event or even middle to the end that people aren't replaying the mission. So I think this is a good way of doing that. So that's what's coming out. That's what's out right now. If you haven't played Sea of Thieves in a week, that's sort of what's in the game right now. If you want to jump back in, or if you're ready to jump back in, you kind of already know this stuff. So, appreciate you listening anyway, but that's the whole rundown on the new live event. By the time this comes out, I'm not sure if there's going to be a new patch this week, so we'll have to stay updated. We'll tweet that out when that happens, but for now, this is what's in the game, and I think that's really awesome. I think it's another cool step in towards of what live events are. And again, like, there is a little bit of quality of life updates with these, but these aren't necessarily content updates. These are live events with live rewards. So, you know, I kind of have to kind of lessen my expectations of these, where I'm expecting something really revolutionary, whereas like these live events sort of work with the sandbox or the playground and just kind of spin it in a certain challenge. So I think, you know, it's good not to have these high expectations for these live events. It's a nice add-on, right? They're free, they're fun on the most part, but it's not something groundbreaking or something really that interesting. So so we're gonna get more into that this week, though. I think the final impressions will be on our next episode, and then the precursor for the new live event, the third one, which we already got a tease about. And dropping this week, we got teased that it's an old friend's birthday in July, so that we're gonna get a present this week, is what we were told in the developer update. And then, so stay on the lookout for that. And we'll, of course, tweet that out when we find out. And then the Sunken Curse, which was teased as the next live event, which will start, I believe, on July 10th, as they said. So next Tuesday will be the end of this one. And then July 10th is the expected date for the next live event, which is teased as the Sunken Curse, where we're going to be exploring the depths, quote unquote. So some underwater exploration, I'm guessing. I don't have any more details than that, but looking forward to that as well. Trying to see maybe if there's stuff underwater that'd be really fun to explore. There's definitely some cool areas underwater that I think they haven't really utilized very much. So I'm definitely looking forward to that as well as the next adventure. And then I'm predicting, I mean, just looking at a basic calendar, it seems like that'll go from the 10th to the 24th. And then the 24th, we're going to get curse sales. So from the 24th, and that'll go to, trying to do math in my head, to like the 31st, and then the first week of August it'll end. So August, so from July 24th to August 7th is what I'm thinking is going to be the update, since they did say July, and that there's going to be a new live event. So I would hold off until the week of July 24th to really expect the next content drop. That's my prediction, unless they drop it, I guess, on the 31st, but I don't really think so, because they're kind of doing these 2 week chunks. So I would expect on July 24th, but we'll see. It could be July 26th also. It could be that Thursday. That definitely could happen. But I'm hoping for July 24th rather than the 31st. But they did say July, so it could be as late as the 31st, but I'm predicting July 24th. And we didn't really get that many more details about that event as well, so we're kind of holding off on that. Again, I'm, you know, very excited for that. But I think we're going to have another live event to hold us off until that update, with hopefully a lot of really awesome. I mean, they've teased some quality of life updates, but hopefully it's going to be a lot more since this team has had a lot more lead time. And then the September update Forsaken Shores should have even more than this one. So I think that's going to be just obviously something to look forward to as a Sea of Thieves player. And just something to keep doing. Feel like I'm definitely just thoughts playing right now, just off the top of my head. Definitely see a lot more Pirate Legends on the sea. And I think something that Rare has talked about, and some other players have talked about, even you know, like streamers, other content creators that I follow and stuff and watch their content, is that I think Pirate Legends, you know, want Pirate Legend content that's, you know, the Athena's Fortune thing, which is levels 1 to 10. It's a crazy grind. Like, just watching, it's a crazy grind. Like, how many how long that voyage is, and then you get that one Athena's chest, and you turn that in, and it goes up a little bit. Like, I'm trying to think I don't remember, but it's like a crazy amount. It might be like almost, could be like almost 100 Athena's chests you have to turn in or something ridiculous like that. And those quests probably take hours each. So, you know, I really think that's kind of a placeholder and, you know, Rare has said what I was kind of alluding to is that the predicament right now, so there's obviously a lot of Pirate Legends who have really like dedicated their time where this is their game. Played it, and just obviously I'm not a Pirate Legend, but just kind of from a Pirate Legend perspective, I think you've grinded out the game, and of course it's like sort of the title that you're after, the Legendary Voyage, but or the Legendary Tavern, but at the same time I think Rare wants this content to be out there for everyone and not lock out content for non-Pirate Legends. But Rare did say at the beginning that that the game would start after Pirate Legend, at Pirate Legend. That's when the game really begins. And I know that it's still relatively early in this game's life cycle. I know it feels like years ago that this game came out, but it's only been out for a couple months. It's really tough to say what they're going to do for content for Pirate Legends. But again, like, the Pirate Legend content isn't necessarily locked out for non-Pirate Legends if you have one in your crew. And it's not too difficult, I don't think, to really find a Pirate Legend these days, like using the Discord and stuff like that. But it's something that I've been kind of thinking about, and the longevity just moving forward with this game. How they're going to attract more players, how are they going to make this grind a little bit less tedious, in my opinion. Something I am hoping for, which would actually really get me excited about progressing as far as reputation goes, aside just from the fun aspects with your friends and stuff, is new types of voyages. And I'm not necessarily talking about new factions per se, but I think having a new, let's say for Gold Hoarders, it's a new riddle type, or for Order of Souls, it's just kind of like a different, just like different formats, right? So you're kind of branching off the factions, and so that like Order of Souls missions will have, you know, like right now it's like, okay, islands will, it'll either have like three captains, two captains, it'll be the grass skeletons or whatever, or ghost skeletons. But I mean, maybe this is like a different format in how you fight them. I'm not really sure. I mean, something that I've kind of talked about on a past episode is like, I always thought that this game would have more like, I guess, raids or puzzles. And the Skeleton Fort, I guess, is like I think people generally call it like a raid, but it's not, it's kind of a raid, but it's like a raid where it's just basically like fighting waves of skeletons, and I think that's super fun actually. But I was hoping with one with like more like mechanics and like Goonies stuff, where like you're kind of like maybe like you stand on something and something falls and you keep going from room to room and you're fighting skeletons. I mean, sort of like a Destiny style raid where you kind of like, I know I hate using Destiny as an example for this game, but you know, you kind of go from room to room in the first room you start at. You know, you have no really instructions, but you kind of like look around and you see like enemies, but then you're killing the enemies, but at the same time you have to stand on like plates or like you do certain things that makes the room change, and you kind of, I'm just kind of like, I'm trying to simplify it for people who don't play this game, but like basically you kind of stand, you know, you solve these puzzles while you're shooting enemies and stuff, and then you kind of move on to the next, and you have to find the next room, and then you kind of do some other new puzzles, and they're really cool puzzles, and then you finally get the last boss and whatever. But I was kind of hoping for stuff like that. Like, that would be really fun for, like, Order of Souls or Gold Hoarders or something like that, where there's, like, chests at the end, but you fight skeletons along the way. Things like that, which I'm hoping that maybe gets added to the game through these content updates, which is, like, sure, like, these limited-time events, which was, like, the Megalodon. Like, it's cool. And, like, yeah, sure, that shark's added to the game. But, like, it's not really adding a way to, like, progress in the game, which is, I think, something that Rare is missing in this game, which I think really could be the final piece of the puzzle, which is, okay, we have the Megalodon fight. Now, you can do that whenever, and, like, you'll get rep for, I don't know, like, I still think there should be, like, a hunting faction, like, as a fourth one, but, you know, something. So, like, if this mission is, like, you go to this place and you do something, like, you should be able to kind of, like, like, something from that should be implemented into, like, the three factions, basically, is what I'm trying to say. Like, I think so that you kind of have new quest types, new, you know, voyage types, but within the factions. That's kind of a new idea I had, just something I haven't really thought about, and something I don't think people are really talking about, but I don't think that's necessarily, like, a difficult thing to do. It wouldn't add, like, a whole new faction, which is probably would take a lot of time and resources and a new, just like a whole new grind, but like making these grinds, like iterating basically off of like what we have in the game. And I'm not sure if maybe people disagree with that or agree with that, or people think it's fine. That's totally okay. Like, that's just my opinion. Just kind of an idea I had. And you know, we do appreciate when people, bring up points that they don't like and do like with what we talk about. So let me know, you know, let us know if you have any ideas, in that front. But at the same time, you know, we're obviously looking forward to the new updates that we're really excited about personally. So the Gunpowder Barrel, skeleton adventure, I think is a cool change. I think it's, I personally just like the combat stuff, so I like that. And then next week on the 10th, we're going to get the Sunken Curse, which will be exploring the depths, and that's kind of all I know so far. I think that's all what we know so far, unless I'm missing a post somewhere. But it really seems like you're going to have to maybe find, like, I think it'd be cool if maybe you find treasure underwater or something like that. But it seems like I do think positively, just because, even though I'm critical, I do think positively just because it really does seem like Rare is making changes every other week. Like, when these new adventures come out, that's something is added, right? So like this week they wanted to focus on replayability, so they added some more replayability features into the game, and I'll have to test that out for myself, you know, I guess, to see how that really plays. But I mean, it is nice that they actually are listening and implementing that as quickly as they can. I mean, these product life cycles with, you know, development, it's like they, you know, like we give them feedback today, but that change probably won't be able to happen for like a month or something like that, or 2 months or 3 months, you know, you just never know. So yeah, I wouldn't expect these changes this quickly, right? Like, the replayability thing is something we talked about during Hungering Deep, and finally we're seeing an improvement now, you know, weeks and weeks late, like a month later, basically. So yeah, in that sense, I do think very positively about Rare's approach with this game. And I think when the game came out, you know, we kind of bought the game knowing that we're going to have this game, but in a year from then, like, the game's going to be so much deeper and like we're getting, and the updates, you know, are part of the game, right? Like, it's part of that upfront cost. So it seems like everything is slowly coming together, and it's a little bit slower than I would have liked, but I do feel very positive, and I do like that personal touch that Rare kind of gives with the transparency and such. So really nothing but positive thoughts from me today. I think that's going to wrap it up. I don't want to waste too much more of your time, but again, I'm really having a lot of fun talking about Sea of Thieves, and we're going to get Brian back next week, and I think it's going to be really awesome, exciting to talk to him about what he thinks of this. I think he will definitely really like it. So again, thank you so much for listening. It's been really fun, and we love talking to you guys. So if you want to tweet at us, we're at LandoPod. That's probably the easiest way, but we also check email, landopod@gmail.com. Again, thank you so much for listening, and if you really like the show, remember to rate, subscribe, and do all that stuff. And have a wonderful week.